Firstly, his word. God has written out in the Bible everything that he could possibly say to you. I mean, he loves to talk to you one-on-one and daily, but for someone that may not know how to hear the voice of God, because it's, if you're not familiar with his voice, you might think it's your thoughts. It could be, you know, subconsciously.
Yeah, and sometimes it is your thoughts.
Sometimes it is your thoughts.
Chocolate. Lord, is that you?
But yeah, his word number one. Number two, I found in my life that the way that I've been able to hear God is when I actually sit down and I get quiet and make time to listen to him, because it's really hard to hear someone if you're constantly doing the talking.
Yeah, it's true. I know this more than most people.
Well, you do it for a living. So,
so
I mean,
there you go. That's my excuse. I remember listening to a woman by the name of Lisa Bevere, who I know a lot of people know. And she really kind of made it very plain to me and simple to me. She said, hey, you know, that inner voice, like that feeling that you get. Some people call it their intuition, which then she went on to say it means like actually like inner tutor. Like to start listening to that, you know, because usually like people call it like their gut feeling or gut response or whatever. And then I remember that's where I started my journey. It's like God, and I'd bring up the circumstance or situation and then just like listen. And I think it's a dangerous game too to go just based on feelings.
Right.
But you know, just saying, okay, Holy Spirit. And then if I got a certain feeling either way, you know, praying into that more, you know?
I think too, when I've been trying to hear God's voice and I help my students do this, is just ask God really easy questions.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, you listen for that yes or no. And like you're saying, that gut feeling of like, I feel like he's saying this. And oftentimes it is. And it's just something that we have to grow more accustomed to hearing.
Yeah. And you're just building it up over time.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Well, hey.